Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
First, though, we do hear a lot about how the porn industry is influencing and indeed targeting young men. But young women are not immune from this attention either. Owen Cleary is a secondary school teacher in Wicklow and also works with the Sexual Exploitation and Research and Policy Institute. And he's hearing exactly that from his students. Owen, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. Good to talk to you.
Could you start by telling us about who are the Bop House girls?
Yeah, so I suppose I should say I'm currently primarily engaged in a research project documenting the rates of exposure to young people in Ireland to porn and the impact that that exposure is having on their sexual expectations. So like you said, we hear a lot from the boys about where they're being targeted, but when it comes to the girls, they're also being targeted. And it came up first when I was introduced to these people called the Bop House Girls by a girl in my second year SATE class. And they're a group of young women living together in a porn production mansion in Florida, creating two types of material. The first is kind of fun, get ready with me videos, dance trends and makeup tutorials aimed at young teen female followers. And then the other is sexually explicit content that they're making for paying subscribers on OnlyFans. But I suppose they're using TikTok to channel as much traffic as they can from TikTok to OnlyFans. So that when, for example, any of their followers decide that maybe OnlyFans is something that they would like to do in later life, that these influencers will make money from them once they move over to the OnlyFans model because of the referral process that it relies on.
And in the TikTok iteration of what they do, from what your description, it sounds like fairly standard influencer stuff. Do they talk about their other work?
Yes. So they do all of those usual things that lots of other teen influencers would do on TikTok, but they also talk about what they call collaborations with each other and what they're going to do on OnlyFans and those their experience of doing it, how much money they're getting from doing it and the brilliant life that comes along with it. They also talk about, you know, there are these underage girls who want to be part of the Bop House and they won't let them be part of it until they're 18. And then there's an audition process they go through once they turn 18. So very famously, all of my students know about Piper Raquel, who is this underage girl who just turned 18 and has now become part of the Bop House after trying to be part of it for many years up till now. And everyone's going wild because now this is the youngest, newest member of the Bop House has joined.
So and this was a second year who told you about this?
Yeah, initially it was a second year who brought it up in class because I asked, like the boys were telling me where they are targeted with porn online and I said, girls, do you get any of this anywhere? And it was a second year girl who initially said, well, do you mean the Bop House girls? And of course, none of the boys knew who that was and I didn't know who it was because what's really important for everyone to know is we don't see the Bop House girls because they're not on our algorithm. They're not coming up on our feed. They're just targeted at the girls who will whose engagement will increase because of their content.
Did you get a sense of the young people who told you about the Bop House girls, how they felt about them?
Yeah, well, I suppose as part of the research now, it's important to say that we have these conversations with transition year students and in our focus groups of young teen girls, they will often tell us, you know, how they feel about this normalization and glamorization of the porn industry. And they don't like it, but we get the impression from them, or they're certainly very clear that they're being made to feel like that their primary value in life is what they can provide sexually for somebody else. And we know, I mean, it's working because 66% of female students in the UK last year said that they would consider OnlyFans if they were stuck for money.
Mm. Also, as well, I suppose a parallel development, L'Oreal has recruited an OnlyFans model who has millions of followers as one of their spokespeople.
Yeah, so this is really concerning. So I suppose teen girls are being targeted with this stuff by the algorithm on TikTok and it's normalizing and glamorizing it for them. But now because L'Oreal has hired one of these OnlyFans, one of extremely successful OnlyFans creator, to be their brand ambassador for a line of makeup that does target younger women, including teenage girls. And they are absolutely mainstreaming this idea that your value is based on what you can provide sexually for others, which is really concerning, considering the influence that L'Oreal and its other 39 subsidiary companies have on the beauty industry and our young girls growing up.
Mm. One assumes that they kind of chose her because they're trying to be a bit edgy, maybe create a bit of controversy.
Yeah, of course, and that's what they say. But well, first of all, it's going against their own standards and policies. They're very clear that they no L'Oreal company will ever collaborate with anybody in the porn industry. But I suppose what's really important to say for our young teens, what they don't hear is that, like, there are currently 4 million women working on OnlyFans, and they're making an average of less than €137 a month, which is almost nothing. It's basically €1,600 a year. And if you get into the top 1% of OnlyFans earners, you're still only earning €2,200 a month, which is actually less than minimum wage in Ireland. You have to get up into the 0.01% of OnlyFans earners to be earning what is being glamorized and normalized for these girls. But for the 4 million women who are desperately trying to gain subscribers on OnlyFans, the things that they are required to do to hold on to the subscribers are far from glamorous and far from normal, and often include very degrading, very violent, torturous activity involving pain, including things like strangulation and inserting things that are very painful for them.
Is there kind of like within OnlyFans a obviously there is a hierarchy depending on how much you make money, but to get to progress up that hierarchy, you have to be prepared to do things that the people under you are prepared to do. So you have to go one step further. Is that kind of the way it works?
Absolutely. So everything that happens through OnlyFans, it's all pornified. And we know that the vast majority, over 90% of porn that exists online is violent, includes sexual violence. So we see that spilling over into OnlyFans, and the requests that mainly women are getting on OnlyFans includes these levels of violence. And one of our most popular OnlyFans creators in Ireland, who has since stopped, was Niamh O'Connor, has spoken very openly about the fact that, you know, when you start, you have kind of limits and things that you don't think you'll do. But when you see the next popular person underneath you doing everything, you suddenly realize very quickly that you're going to have to do everything. And that pushes up the extremism, and it pushes up the level of intense activity that you have to do to be able to keep hold of your popularity. And this is all being glamorized and normalized for our teen girls through these collaborators and content creators talking about it, not on OnlyFans, but on TikTok, where they have millions and millions of teen female followers.
I suppose the difficulty is that in their TikTok iteration, they're not really doing anything illegal. They're talking about something else.
Yeah, well, no, absolutely. That comes back to this issue of, you know, when are we going? Like, first of all, you shouldn't. TikTok alone only allows you to go on if you're 13 years of age. But I suppose, as a nation or as a society, we need to decide: are we okay with allowing every single industry, no matter what they sell, to target our teen girls and teen boys, teen anything? And make this normal and make this glamorous for them when all they care about, it's not their sexual well-being they care about, it's not their financial security they care about. They just care about making money out of the most vulnerable and desperate young people to increase their profit margins. And we need to decide as a society, are we okay with that? And does social media in particular need to be regulated in that regard?
Yeah. No, I mean, I suppose my point is it would be tricky to regulate that specifically, because you would be arguing, well, here on TikTok, there's no porn going on. I'm just talking about some other activity I'm involved in. Do you start kind of parsing exactly what it is people say and what their motives may or may not be?
Well, I think we have to be clear about who we're allowing to influence our young people and who we're allowing to target our young people and what industries. I mean, this isn't just like an individual content creator on OnlyFans targeting. This is the business model. You are encouraged on OnlyFans to promote yourself on every single other social media platform. And if you can get people to sign up to OnlyFans as content creators and through a referral system for you, you get 5% of their earnings. So this isn't just, you know, a couple of OnlyFans content creators who've got this idea. This is part of the industry making it normal, younger and younger free. And we know from the ISBCC 2 years ago, we know that young people, even though OnlyFans have said that, that they age verify to a certain age, we know that, one, they've been fined for lying about their age verification process, and two, we know that young people in Ireland have managed to create content creator profiles on OnlyFans as well. So, like, we just need to decide what kind of industries are we okay with talking to our young people every single day on their social media feeds, and what kind of lifestyles are we okay with being normalised for them.
Isn't that the easiest solution to this? Just don't let anyone under a certain age to go on social media at all, as they are doing in other countries.
It might be the easiest way to do it, but I don't think it's the long-term solution to it. We need to create safe spaces for young people to be able to engage with each other online. And that's absolutely possible. We can do that. We can have a classification system where we decide who gets access to young people and what online spaces young people get access to. But we just have to make the people who run these spaces and the people who facilitate interactions between sellers of sex in the sex trade and our teens, we need to make the people who create those spaces for them to interact, we need to make them accountable. And that's what regulation is there for, and that's what the online world needs at the moment, because, as we know, a third of online users are now young people, and that's not what the internet was set up to do, but it's certainly the way it has become, and we need to respond to that in order to create a safe space for them online.
Owen, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Owen Cleary there, a secondary school teacher and educational expert with the Sexual Exploitation Research and Policy Institute. One texter wants to know, is the aim of the industry to recruit, for want of a better word, or just watch? It seems, well, from what Owen is saying there, you know, you have these young women and, for instance, the WAP House girls who all seem to live in a kind of a happy house together, and then they do tutorials for makeup and all that kind of stuff, but they talk about their other life on OnlyFans and how great it all is and how supportive it all is, and to make it as attractive as possible to any young woman who might consider going into that. And apparently they get some sort of a fee if they recruit someone.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.